After you've identified your needs and availability of resources, a team needs to get started. First, we've got to determine who should be members of the team. Then we need to establish a rule for engagement by the team members themselves. That is, the ground rules upon which they will individually commit, and therefore, as a collective, the team will perform at their utmost abilities. After establishing the ground rules, it'd be important to define and clarify individual roles and expectations as well as their responsibilities moving forward. This is an important element because if teams are not involved in that activity, oftentimes individuals get caught where they're really playing out of position rather than playing to their strengths on the team. After that, we need to spend some time developing an initial action plan. This doesn't have to be the final form, but it needs to be one that can be worked off of as a platform that will include how often they'll meet and when they will meet as a team. After the initial action plan development, it's also important to create an appropriate assessment tool that can help to check their progress to make sure that the team is progressing as they should be progressing. And that could be used to monitor their success.